Say Yes to Education is a 30-year-old nonprofit that helps cities provide college scholarships to every public high school graduate. The program only came to Buffalo in 2012, but it's been vastly more successful here than anywhere else. And now, Say Yes Buffalo is surging ahead again.
This is the first Say Yes city that has extended these supports into the institutes of higher education.
David Rust is executive director of Say Yes Buffalo. Today, he's announcing the organization's first ever funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a two-year, $2.9 million investment that will be used to help more Say Yes scholars finish college.
The Say Yes scholarship certainly allows students the hope of coming to college, but we understand clearly that starting and completing are two different things.
The scaffolding that was present in the K-12 system, because somebody's watching them from 8 till 3, is gone.
That's Dr. Catherine Conway Turner, president of Buffalo State College, and Madai College president, Dr. Kenneth Maker. They represent two of the five colleges and universities in the area that, along with Buffalo Public Schools, will split the Gates funding with Say Yes in order to better support students on campus. First, by embedding near-peer mentors in Buffalo Public Schools.
Even though, as you know, adult advisors and counselors are very committed to our students, there's nothing like having someone very near your age.
The colleges will also hire 11 new counselors to work on their campuses with Say Yes scholars. Michelle Sawyers directs the Say Yes team at Madai.
The goal is to not only produce scholars, we want to produce, you know, that next generation that when they leave, they will be able to navigate the larger world.
The Gates money will also go toward creating a mandatory college transition curriculum for high school students and establishing on-campus mental health clinics. Here's Rust again from Say Yes.
I know half of the students we're supporting this year, which is around 2,400 of combined family income, below $25,000. So they are working, they're working hard, they're going to school full-time, and they're often supporting family needs at the same time.
Buffalo is one of five cities across the country that will receive Gates funding over the next 2 years as part of the foundation's P16 program. That stands for a continuum of public education from pre-kindergarten to post-secondary. But even with this high-profile recognition, Rust and other educational leaders say Buffalo still has work to do. The district's high school graduation rate is 63%, according to the most recent state data for 2018. The district reports that it's 64%. That's an improvement from 49% in 2012, when Say Yes was launched, but graduation rates are still lower today for minority students. Here's Madai College President Dr. Maker again.
We won't really know the first full measure of Say Yes's success for another 12 years, because it'll take 6 more years for the first kindergarten kid to graduate high school, and 6 years after that to get your 6-year graduation rate. So the investment by Gates, while it's 22 months, we're all thinking about the fact that this is a long-term solution.
But what about the students who are graduating or not graduating right now? Will they benefit from the Gates funding? Is it too late for students who are already struggling in high school? Dr. Matthew Giordano is president of Villa Maria College.
Yes, some of these things are going to take a while before we realize the full impact, but the fact that the conversations are happening and there's this collective will right now, the current students are going to see some of these benefits too.
Or as Dr. Maker puts it,
while the best time to plant that tree is 20 years ago, the next best time is today.
Russ says improving outcomes for low-income students and students of color has been central to Say Yes Buffalo's mission from day one.
Our opportunity is here, right here in the city of Buffalo. Every kid in the city has potential. Not everyone has been given the same opportunity.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.